I'm Steve Miller reporting. China vows it will fight back if the United States goes through with plans to impose huge tariffs on Chinese goods. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying blasted the Trump administration.
If the United States insists on acting in an arbitrary and reckless manner, then the Chinese side will have to take resolute and forceful measures to protect our legitimate interests.
The Trump administration said the proposed tariffs are in response to China's practices with respect to technology transfer, intellectual property, and innovation. An Afghan policeman is dead after an attack Wednesday on the headquarters of the Interior Ministry in the capital of Kabul. VOA's Martin Sekris has the details.
Gunmen armed with assault rifles and grenade launchers stormed the heavily fortified headquarters of the Afghan Interior Ministry on Wednesday, battling security forces for more than 2 hours in the latest attack on the capital, Kabul. A car bomb was detonated at the entrance of the ministry to launch the attack, and then several gunmen managed to get inside the compound. The attack was carried out by a group of 10 militants, and at least one policeman was killed and five were wounded. Martin Sekras, VOA News.
The dissident Russian journalist who was reported murdered in Kiev dramatically reappeared alive Wednesday in the middle of a briefing about his own killing by the Ukrainian State Security Service. The reporter appeared before reporters, saying he had been part of a special Ukrainian operation to thwart a Russian attempt on his life, and he said he was fine. He also apologized to his wife for putting her through the ordeal. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. This is VOA News. When Kim Jong-chol lands in New York this week, he will become the most senior North Korean envoy to hold talks with American officials on U.S. soil in 18 years. Reuters' Grace Lee takes